It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Liv the web girl holding down the tea today. What is up?
So Billie Eilish released a theme song for the upcoming James Bond movie yesterday at 4 p.m. and it's called No Time to Die. So the song was co-written by her brother Phineas that writes literally everything with her. And the movie hits theaters April 10th. Here's a clip from the song.
Oh, yes.
What do you think?
Yeah, Billie Eilish, yes.
I mean, there's no better person to take over that because it's always kind of an honor to be in charge of the James Bond like theme song. Billie Eilish is perfect for that. I thought it was absolutely amazing.
I'm excited about that. That sounds dope.
Gayle King says she accepts Snoop Dogg's apology. So the rapper posted a super aggressive video directed toward King last week, just hours after she interviewed the WNBA star Lisa Leslie. So Snoop Dogg was mad that King asked Leslie in the wake of Bryant's death in the helicopter crash whether a 2003 sexual abuse allegation damaged the former Los Angeles Lakers legacy. So Snoop Dogg was obviously criticized for the ugliness of his threat, and he posted an apology on Instagram saying, when you're wrong, you gotta fix it. So Gayle King said in a statement on Thursday, I accept the apology and understand the raw emotions caused by this tragic loss. So she said that it was never her intention during her interview to hurt anyone that was grieving. And she said, as a journalist, it sometimes is challenging to balance doing my job with the emotions and feelings during difficult times. So I totally get that. I think it's great that he apologized because the video that he first came out with was like very intense.
When Oprah tells you to apologize, you do what Oprah says. Because
exactly.
Well,
and I think Snoop Dogg knows you don't want to mess with Oprah. So
that's her good. And all the girls from Weight Watchers, I'd watch out.
Justin Timberlake is still bending over backwards for his wife, Jessica Biel's forgiveness, months after being caught holding hands with his Palmer co-star, Alicia Wainwright. So sources say that the NSYNC star has treated his wife to flowers, massages, weekend getaways. He's been texting her a lot of sweet texts and telling her she's the hottest wife and mom in the world, basically kissing her tushy because of the whole incident. And the incident happened back in November, and he still does not seem to be in the clear.
When do you forgive somebody, like, or accept that? Or I understand you have to earn back trust, but how long do you have to go?
I know, like, how long is too long? I mean, I guess we'll just wait and see and find out if they'll actually make it through this.
I couldn't go that long. Like, if Lindsay was, like caught me holding hands or kissing somebody else and, like had to earn her trust back. I couldn't go 6 months. It's like either
it's only been like two.
It doesn't matter. You got to forgive somebody or not. You don't have to forgive them if you don't want to, but I don't know.
Well, Chance the Rapper announced that he is hosting this year's Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards, which I'm obsessed with Chance the Rapper. So he said one thing that he's looking forward to is getting slimed. You know how they do with the green slime?
Oh, yeah. Get it all over you.
Yeah. So he said that he went to Universal Studios as a kid, but his grandmother refused to let him get slime. So he's going to like relive that memory and finally let it happen.
Nobody wants that in the car.
No. Leading the pack with the most nominations is the Avengers Endgame. Game with 11, and Taylor Swift is the second most nominated with 5. And the Kids' Choice Awards will air on March 22nd.
All right, thank you, Liv.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Liv Sports Minute. Today is all about Liv, by the way. What's coming up in Liv Sports Minute?
The Astros apologize. As some shocking information about LeBron James' diet. And the NBA All-Star Weekend starts tonight.